Well, sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Little sister, she's only 3 feet tall, sort of a half-sister there, from Elvis Presley, a big smash in 1961. We'll play the hits of 1961 all day today, so stand by for your favorites coming up, maybe this hour, huh? New contest this hour, too. Who do you think you are? You may win $63.63. 7:30 after 2 o'clock on this, the best of Bob Friend and guitar, until 3. I don't have to do this for a living. I do have the tear gas concession, you realize, for the next jazz festival.
Now, here is 5 7/12-year-old humorist, Diane.
Your muffler isn't shot, is it? I mean, does it make a lot of noise?
The funny thing, it fell apart last week. Wakes up the whole neighborhood now when I come home.
Oh, then you're not one of them KDWB good guys.
KDWB what guys?
KDWB good guys. There's millions of us, fella.
It's a cloudy 28 degrees, fella, in our Twin Cities. Your youngsters seem to be exceptionally bright. But his brightness will not ensure that he'll get into college when he's ready to go. Already many colleges are badly overcrowded, and in 10 years, applications will double. We'll need more of the best-equipped modern laboratories and college libraries, and many, many more top-quality college professors. Help the college of your choice now. Rusty and Doug from 61 sing... Louisiana Man.
At birth, Mom and Papa call her little boy Ned.
Hope's catching anything he can.
Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man.
Rusty and Doug.
Gotta make a living.
Cajun talking and singing their way through Louisiana Man, a real giant of a record in 1961. On this, the best of Bob Friend and guitar until 3 this afternoon. If you're keeping a rating diary, you might want to write that down. And now I'm going to predict something. Everybody's predicting. Griswold predicts, DJ Larry predicts, sports. I'm going to predict something, too. I predict that during the new year, this is on a personal level, my mother-in-law and myself will become much better friends. In fact, I foresee she'll actually serve me a meal that will melt in my mouth. Because it'll be frozen.
KDWB, Channel 63.
No, not my mouth, a fool, you nut. It's 28 degrees and cloudy in our Twin Cities, and now it's time to play Who Do You Think You Are? So listen to the clues broadcast throughout this hour. At the end of the hour, if you can guess who the news personality of 1961 we're talking about is, you will have an opportunity to win as much as $63.63 simply by answering a question. Now...
Who do you think you are? Clue number one.
You were once a Ziegfeld star, juggler, and comic.
Grandma Moses.
Silly. Well, you have clue number one right now, so stand by for your next clue on our Who Do You Think You Are contest. You sang I Fall to Pieces in 1961. Who do you think you are? Not Jonathan Winters.
I fall.
Patsy Cline, of course, fell to pieces in 1961, and she's still reaping the profits. That's a big, big tune, and we're playing all the hits of 1961 all day today on Channel 63. Right now, it's a three-hour marathon, noon to three every day. We call the Bob Friend Program, here with my guitar every single day from noon until three, and I hope that you'll be joining us, too, in the future if you've just joined us for the first time today. 28 degrees and cloudy in our cities, a high today of 30 sometime during the Jim O'Neill Program, which begins at 3:05. 78% humidity, the winds from the west-northwest to 12 miles an hour. Let's talk loot. When dividends are added to your savings account, they start earning dividends too. So, of course, it is much better for you when dividends are added four times a year instead of just once or twice a year. Dividends are added four times a year at Twin City Federal. The current annual rate is 4%. Those are twin fours that work in your favor. All savings earn 4% per year at Twin City Federal. All dividends are added to accounts four times a year, every 3 months. Stop in and start your savings growing. Keep them growing. Growing savings will make the going easier for you, of course, all through 1962. Save at Twin City Federal, where the twin clock flashes time and temperature in downtown Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Anoka. Twin City Federal, largest savings and loan association in 49 states.
KDWB is the greatest, and everybody knows
it. Is it a bird or is it a plane? No. It's the flying Blue Angels.
Blue Angels, let's go!
That's a current smash, of course. George, Johnny and the Pilots and Flying Blue Angels, a former Discovery. A big hit of 61, too. It's 19 minutes after 2 o'clock on this, the best of Bob Friend. If you're keeping a rating diary, jot that name down, please. Thank you. It's 28 degrees in our Twin Cities. We're going to have a high today of 30, a low tonight of 15. Here's the official weather. Cold, considerable cloudiness, and warmer this afternoon. We'll have a low tonight of about 15. That's pretty chilly. And a high Thursday, though, of 35. It's going to melt that snow. 28 now in our Twin Cities area. Speaking of typewriters, say if it's a new typewriter you'll be needing in 1962, then let me suggest that you head for the Griswold Typewriter Company at 3111 Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis. I'll tell you why. Stop and look over their complete line of the magnificent Remington typewriter for 1962. Take the new Remington Standard typewriter, for instance. Here is the look, the touch, that spells typing perfection for you. Here truly is a typewriter that's beautiful from any angle, even from the back, where your office visitors so often see those typewriters. The manufacturing quality, of course, built into every 1962 Remington Standard typewriter finds perfect expression in its consistently uniform printwork and the individuality of its distinctive type styles. See the new Remington Standard typewriter with smart two-tone colors, new touch, visible margins, new speed carriage, and fold-o-matic design now at the Griswold Typewriter Company, 3111 Nicollet Avenue. The boys at Griswold Typewriter Company will allow you a very liberal trade allowance on your old machine, too. So remember, if you need a typewriter, an adding machine, or a calculator, whether it be newly used, whether you wish to trade or buy outright, Griswold Typewriter Company at 3111 Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis is the place for you in 62. I think I'll have to go gargle that man or something. Incidentally, if you get a typewriter, of course, you're going to have to prove your vocabulary if it isn't already improved there. And so tuck this word a day away in our current series. Quadrangle. Quadrangle. Q-U-A-D-R-A-N-G-L-E, which of course means four people fighting a quadrangle.
Channel 63 is bringing you the seven swinging gentlemen in all their clowning glory. Those seven swinging gentlemen to bring you song and story. Come on, now, sing along, they're gone. Wow, swing along with seven swinging gentlemen on KDWB. Channel 63, swing!
What do you think you are, Cozy Cole? No, the Everly Brothers.
It falls trippingly on the ear, as Shakespeare might say. Temptation with the ever-loving Everlys. Now they're fighting in the United States Marine Corps, did you know? 23 minutes after 2 o'clock, and that's fun time where our new contest is underway. Who do you think you are? We'll have our second clue in a shake or two. Incidentally, do not call until we give you the go-ahead sign to do so. It's 28 degrees in our cities.
My mommy listens to KDWB.
It's the thing to do.
Time for the Bob Friend Poetry Corner once again. And here's a little poem written by Anonymous. He didn't give his first name, but then I wouldn't put my first name down too either if it was alcoholics, you know. All right, here we go. There was once a princess named Alice who kept dynamite sticks in her palace. They found her pagoda in North Dakota and part of her turret in Dallas.
One sure way to hear all the hits. Buy them. Or listen constantly to KDWB. KDWB plays only the most popular music.
He sounds like a snob, doesn't he?
A one, a two,
he's not really.
A one, two, three. No more books and studies. Now I can say I'm safe with my buddies.
Gary Ulysses Sam, you had a swinging year this past year. School is out. These are the top tunes of 1961 you're hearing on the Bob Friend program today, and we're very proud of each and every single one of them. It's 28 KDW degrees. You all set for our second clue on our Who Do You Think You Are contest, huh? Well, then listen carefully.
Here. Who do you think you are? Clue number two. You became a motion picture comedy star.
All right, that's it. That's the second clue. We'll be having clue number three, very short order. You stand by for same here on the Friend Frolic, where it's time for a sneaky peek into the private diary of Dr. B. Devoted, the devoted member of a devoted staff at a hospital devoted to healing the devotedly sick. Today's entry in the diary is for January 1st, 1962, and it reads,
Dear Diary, Dr. Scalp, the head physician at our devoted hospital, examined me this morning. He said I had acute case of tonsillitis. I don't mind his nasty demeanor or his angry outbursts in the middle of operations, but I do resent his being told that I have acute case of tonsillitis. Secretly, though, I looked at them today in the mirror, and by golly, they are kind of cute. Signed, Dr. B. Devoted. We'll look into his private diary again tomorrow. Shush! Here's Annie Margaret, remember? The princess.
Well, you call me your baby when you hold.
Princess Anne Margaret's I Just Don't Understand, a former discovery in 1961, here on the Bob Friend Program, 1 year ahead of its time. Not me, 63 in 62, that is. KDWB St. Paul, a Twin Cities Hound Citizen.
The Northland reports the news to KDWB. These are the top stories in the Twin Cities today.
A regular news feature of Northwest Discount Center, 918 3rd Avenue South, just one half block north of Leamington Hotel, downtown Minneapolis. St. Paul, the young year, already has two names on its traffic fatality list. 29-year-old Mrs. Howard Swanson, 18-year-old Steve Melcher, both of Lake Benton, dead as a result of early a.m. two-car smash-up near Lake Benton. Twin Cities. Report from Pasadena tells of Minneapolis and St. Paul taking first place awards in their divisions in Tournament of Roses parade competition. Minnesota places second in states competition. Minneapolis, police say they're ready for a big demonstration after today's Rose Bowl game. If the Gophers win, as expected, U of M campus could be the scene of the biggest victory celebration in school history. Minneapolis, FBI called in to help in search for vandals who painted swastikas on five local synagogues. Religious leaders says the prejudiced painters are a greater insult to their families than they are to the religious congregations they fail to respect. The top fell in, the bottom dropped out, and at the Northwest Discount Center, 918 3rd Avenue South, downtown Minneapolis, the prices fell the same way. Prices on such fabulous items as watches, records, electric appliances, in fact, everything in the entire Northwest Discount inventory. Here's just a small idea of some of the fantastic savings you can make right now at Northwest Discount Center. 12-inch aluminum cake tins, fitted bottom, fluted edge, top and back handle, only $2.50. Or a four-piece canister set, coffee, tea, sugar, and flour, blue enamel, choice of copper or silver top, just $4.44. For a novelty, try a musical china tea set, just $4.88. Or for an all-metal shoe rack, only 98 cents. Remember, at Northwest Discount Center, low overhead makes possible high-quality merchandise at unbelievable low prices. At Northwest, all you need to qualify is a sincere desire to save money on everything you buy. That's Northwest Discount Center, 918 3rd Avenue South in Minneapolis. Open daily till 9, Saturdays till 6. The Northwest Discount Center, where you can use your shopper's charge service.
Here's the brand new KDWB. Climatological
Service. Considerable cloudy mist and warmer this afternoon with a few snow flurries ending shortly after midday. Occasional cloudiness and warmer tonight and tomorrow. High today 30, low tonight 15. Humidity now 78%. The wind west-northwest 12. Twin Cities temperature, the Bob Friend program continues to 828 KDWB degrees. That's Twin Cities Today, a regular news feature of Northwest Discount Center, 918 3rd Avenue South. Just one half block north of the Leamington Hotel, downtown Minneapolis.
Your ma said you cried in your sleep last night.
Kenny Dino and your ma said you cried in your sleep last night. That's because you had your radio on instead of your pajamas. You know it doesn't fit. It's 25 minutes before 3 o'clock here on the Best of Bob Friend and my guitar handy, of course, too. It's 28 degrees and we're continuing to play the top smash tunes of 1961 all day today and our new contest in full swing, too. Who do you think you are? We'll have our third clue coming up in a few moments. Right now it's time for our Jock's Yock. Our favorite jock is today Randy Cook, and his favorite yock is really not a yock, it's more like a line. The wife says to the hubby at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's a pretty weak story, which is much more than I can say for your breath there, fella.
K-D-W-B.
63.
Don't blame me. That's Randy's favorite story. I don't know. Here's another smash from 61.
Just run and escape.
With Roy Orbison.
Each place we go.
Running Scared, and he's a guy who was quite lucky in 1961. Roy Orbison had the best-selling tune, as far as we can compute, from 1961 in the Twin Cities area, which you heard just a few minutes ago here in the Friend Frolic, Crying. So he had a very successful year, and I hope you had likewise, and we'll have a 1962. Happy New Year! 22 minutes before 3 o'clock on the Bob Friend program on Channel...
63.
Saved by the Thompson.
That's easy to remember.
It's 28 degrees. Here's the official weather word. Considerable cloudiness and warmer this afternoon. Occasional cloudiness and warmer tonight and tomorrow. High today of 30, low tonight of 15, and the high Tuesday of 35 degrees. It's 28 right now, 78% humidity. The wind's from the west-northwest at 12. That is in and around the Twin Cities area. Well, it's time for another helpful hint for the homemaker. The easiest way you'll find to clean decorative stuffed birds or other stuffed animals is to rub them gently with a piece of Trolin. Its absorbency will pick up all the dust and cobwebs without ever harming the feathers or fur.
You'll hear it first, exclusively.
Dreaming, I'm always dreaming.
Yes, that's Dreamin' and Johnny Burnett. You'll find Bobby V, Joni Summers, The Ventures, plus eight other top name recording artists for a total of 12 fabulous all-time great selections in the KDWB Discovery Album, with a swinging gentleman pictured in full color on the front cover. Get your KDWB Discovery Album now at all leading record stores. Net proceeds donated to the Explorer Group of the Boy Scouts of America.
You'll hear hits first.
That's Bobby V here on the Bob Friend program, best of until 3 o'clock with my guitar and my new contest, too. Well, who do you think you are coming up here? Listen very, very carefully now. Here is our third and last clue for the hour.
Who do you think you are? Clue number three.
Many of your old movies are currently being re-released, including The Bank Dick, The Barbershop, Poppy, etc., etc.
Now, who do you think you are?
Now, if you're a resident of suburban Minneapolis only, suburban Minneapolis, then you're eligible to call me at 771-6630, 771-6630. If you are the first person to call with the correct answer, you will win 63 cents and have an opportunity to answer a question worth $63. Call 771-6630 if you live in suburban Minneapolis for our new Who Do You Think You Are contest. And good luck! Ronnie Donegan's smash from 1961 as we're playing Who Do You Think You Are and the top tunes of 1961, sport.
Channel 63 Sports Scoreboard.
More than 325,000 football fans to watch the four big New Year's Day bowl classics. Minnesota is a touchdown choice to beat UCLA before the day's biggest crowds of 100,000 fans in the Rose Bowl at Pasadena. Game time, 4 p.m. That's Minnesota time. Sugar Bowl at New Orleans at the half, it's Alabama 10, Arkansas nothing. Cotton Bowl at Dallas, first quarter score, Texas leads Mississippi 6-0. In the Orange Bowl at Miami, third quarter score, Louisiana State 25, Colorado 7. High-scoring Elgin Baylor of Los Angeles Lakers plays his last regularly scheduled NBA game tonight before reporting for Army duty. Baylor, runner-up to Wilt Chamberlain in the scoring race, will face the Philadelphia Warriors at Los Angeles.
Now! Your Lifeline
to Sports. Things to look for in 62. The construction of the new Wakota Sports Arena in South St. Paul. The new Aldridge Ice Arena on St. Paul's east side. and the new addition to Minneapolis's antiquated auditorium. All of these are greeted by this reporter with a great deal of excitement for the new year because they express an ever-growing sports interest by the people of the Twin Cities. DJ Leary with your live line, the world of sport.
First and foremost, the Channel 63 Sports Scoreboard.
Neil Sedaka and another smash from 1961. Hey, little devil there. 11 and a half minutes before 3 o'clock's award-winning news on this The Bob Friend Program.
A tomb full of football for President's father. This and other top stories at 3. Art Blasky, KDWB News.
It's a cloudy 28 degrees in our cities. You know, some movies are so long it takes less time to read the book. But not, hey, let's twist.
You know you make me want to shout, throw my hand up and tap.
Right out of New York's famed Peppermint Lounge, the temple of the twist, where it all began, comes the exciting new movie about the sensation. Hey, let's twist.
Hey, let's twist.
Here it is, the story of the sensation that has the whole world in a rhythmic uproar. Paramount Pictures' Hey, Let's Twist, with the stars and music that started it. Joey D and the Starlighters, Joanne Campbell, Teddy Randazzo, and the Peppermint Loungers. Hey, Let's Twist. That's what everyone's singing, shouting, dancing, laughing. And now everybody's seeing it on the motion picture screen. And hey, Joey D's Hey, Let's Twist record album is ready now, featuring Hey, Let's Twist, Roly Poly, Mother Goose Twist, and I Wanna Twist. See, Hey, Let's Twist.
Hey, Let's Twist.
Man, that's too much. Hey, Let's Twist is now showing at the Lyceum Theater in downtown St. Paul, so take all your life savings and go to a movie tonight, huh? And now, we have on the telephone this hour's winner. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Just fine.
I have to ask you now, who do you think you are?
W.C. Fields.
Oh, you're oh so correct. Of course, the great Ziegfeld comedy star, W.C. Fields. And now, if you were W.C. Fields, what would be your real, real name?
Oh, I don't
you
know.
You have, huh?
I don't know.
Oh, take a stab. You have 10 seconds for $63.
Would it be William Field?
Wow, that was pretty close. It was William Claude Dukenfeld. Gee, I'm awfully sorry, but better luck next time, huh?
Okay.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you very much for playing our new contest.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. We'll have a new contest next hour here on the Bob Friend Program on KDWB. Right now, a smash from 19 and 61. This was the favorite monologue of 61.
Let's talk about the rockets themselves.
Well, I hit trouble once with one of the rockets.
At Cape Canaveral?
No, at the Radio City Music Hall. People of the United States of America, please don't let them do this to me.
That was part two of The Astronaut, the monologue that really swept the studio out here at KDWB and the nation likewise, with Jose Jimenez, of course, Bill Dana as Jose. It's 28 degrees in our Twin Cities. We've just had another winner, but not of $63. Maybe you'll win the $63 next hour when Jim O'Neill takes to bat with our new contest, Who Do You Think You Are? 5.5 minutes before award-winning news at 3 o'clock in time for another Believe It or So What. Marlowe, the great English playwright, is often accused of being the father of an English tragedy. Believe it or so what?
We spot the hits and we hit the spot in a new and exciting way. On color radio, to the tomorrow's hits today.
Hear the fabulous 40 and hi-fi.
Hot off the wire news. Changes in the weather from a weatherman and the latest in sports reviews. Color radio on KDWB. Channel 63.
Gary U.S. Bonds back again. Dear lady.
You know how to twist? Well, let me tell you. Well, now there's a new dance that's known as a twist. It's really
Dear Lady, a current popular tune and also a hit of 1961. Gary U.S. Bonds at 2.5 minutes in front of 3 o'clock's award-winning newscast with Art Blasky. And before we take leave of you, I want to thank you very much for playing today. Who do you think you are? And we'll have another full game every hour tomorrow also on the Bob Friend program there. We want to congratulate this hour's winner, Mrs. Merlin Getzo of 4141 4th Street Northeast in Columbia Heights. And we'll have a brand new contest next hour on the Jim O'Neill program. Before we do take leave of you, though, here is today's thought from today. The best place to find a helping hand is the end of your own arm. This was quoted from Jesse James, who said it in 1807. In a train. With a mask on. Sandy Nelson's Get With It. Notice the way he beats those cymbals. Pretty cymbal-minded kid. Before we take leave of you, Happy New Year, everybody. Water down the stew, honey. I'm coming home for dinner tonight. 1 year ahead of its time, KDWB 63 and 62, St. Paul, a Twin City sound citizen. This is Bob Frenzy, and have a happy day today. Happy holiday, drive carefully, and keep those chins up. Back with my guitar tomorrow at noon.